Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Jen, Earth Day is on Monday. Explain the continued significance of Earth Day every year when it comes to this time here in Western New York.
Oh my gosh. We always have so much going on at this time of year because we are gearing up for the water season. We love our summers in Western New York. We love our springs too. And it's getting to that time that people want to get out on the water. And before that happens, we usually have a lot of trash to clean up at this time of year. So we are kicking off our Earth Week spring sweep this year. We kicked it off already on Wednesday with a few individual site cleanups, but our big spring sweep cleanup is this Saturday from 10 to 12. We've got, I think, over 1,500 volunteers from Western New York. We're hitting about 35 sites that are both shoreline sites and interior sites, and cleaning up trash from those. We know it's important to pick up the trash that is imminently about to go in the water, but it's also important to pick up the trash in the interior of the cities and different municipalities, because that can get in the storm drains and can also get back to our waterways. And then in addition to that, we're collecting data on the trash that we pick up because we aggregate that, and that really helps us in the advocacy work that we do for to advocate for stronger water policies, on a local level, state level, regional, and even a national level across our Great Lakes.
What have been some of the more prominent fruits of labor over the years when it comes to making the region more eco-friendly?
I mean, we have made so many strides in, both the programmatic work that we do, whether it is cleaning up or educating people. We've got a lot of great education programs. Our Young Environmental Leaders Program has really turned out some amazing young stewards of our waterways that are going to be the next generation of the protectors of fresh water in Western New York. And that's been incredible over the years. We just had our first alumni gathering of those Young Environmental Leader Program graduates last summer, and to see the impact that that program had on them and how they've turned around and want to give back to our environment in Western New York to make it healthy for their families, for their parents, for their grandparents, and for their future children and grandchildren is just really incredible. So that's come a long way too. I mean, we've come so far on the Buffalo River. When Friends of the Buffalo River first formed 35 years ago, and that was the seed organization that Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper has become, when we first started 35 years ago, the Buffalo River was basically declared biologically dead. It was an EPA-declared area of concern in the Great Lakes. And soon after, we were put in charge of the remedial action plan for cleaning up the Buffalo River. And looking at the Buffalo River today, it's a completely different world. There are, people out there in the summer months kayaking and enjoying the river. There are businesses that have sprung up and are so popular, when the weather gets warmer and even in the winter as well. And so that river has really come back to life. So that has been a tremendous change over the 35 years that we have been operating. We've restored a lot of shorelines. There's a huge percentage of the shorelines in our watershed are degraded, and we've gone to work in project after project restoring shorelines, making living shorelines so that they're more ecologically healthy for both the water and the land and the people and the wildlife that are around them. And that's changing time by time. But one of the things we're really working on now that's going to make a lot of changes for the future is building resiliency. So we've got a major coastal and climate resiliency study underway right now with the City of Buffalo. We've got a contractor, Ramble Engineering, that is doing that study with us, and we are studying the impacts on our coastlines and shorelines in the City of Buffalo that are really climate impacts. They're extreme weather impacts, and with flooding and seiche effect that happens, what is happening to those shorelines, to properties along those shorelines, and then what will happen in the future. So the study is yielding some modeling results, and we're going to be able to identify problem areas that might not be problem areas now, but could be problem areas in 5 years and in 10 years. And we'll identify places that we want to build resiliency now to prevent that from happening. So that's super exciting.
So what are some of the big eco challenges that this region faces right now?
Oh, we've got many still. We've made so much progress, but there's so much more work to do. You know, we've cleaned up a lot of the legacy contamination that was left over from the industrial periods here, but we now are faced with some emerging contaminants. And Buffalo is not alone in this. We're seeing this all across the country. But we're beginning to identify some of those emerging contaminants that could be a threat to not just our waterways, but the health of our families. PFAS is one of them. That's a term that's been thrown around a lot lately. I'm sure people have heard of it and might not know exactly what it is. It's a whole class of, unfortunately, some very nasty toxins that are in our waterways. They're prevalent in waterways across the country, and we were part of a pilot program last year that tested for that, and that tested, you know, positive for PFAS in just about every waterway across the country. So they're the kinds of things that came off of like Teflon pans and fire retardant materials, and they're unfortunately bioaccumulative, so they build up over time, and we believe them to be biopersistent, so they're not really, you can't really break them down. So now the challenge is identifying PFAS when it's, at a level that's too high that's to be safe in a waterway. Is that waterway used for drinking or just recreation or fishing? And then, making sure that, we have the technology and the availability to, try to get rid of the PFAS when possible. I mean, I think that technology is catching up to that now. The EPA just put down some standards for federal drinking water for a few classes of the PFAS. So hopefully that will continue. We'll be able to continue to not just monitor for that, but find solutions so that people aren't getting potentially sick from PFAS in their water.
And what more can be done by the public to make Western New York a more eco-friendly place for years to come?
There's so much more. We have so many volunteers at Buffalo Niagara Waterkeeper, and we are always welcoming more. So please check out our website at bnwaterkeeper.org/volunteer for all of the opportunities to volunteer with us. We can use people standing by our side when we advocate for cleaner water. We can use, boots on the ground and hands in the dirt helping us plant trees through our RestoreCore program or clean up trash from our waterways. We have a great solo sweep program where people can just learn how to become a solo sweeper. So on your daily walks or your walk around your neighborhood, you can grab a bag and pick up trash and record it on the CleanSwell app, and not only keep your neighborhood cleaner, but help us aggregate that data to be able to advocate for stronger water protection policies. I think just being thoughtful about the environment around you. Water isn't always just what you can see. There's groundwater too, and things that are in your yard can seep into the groundwater and contaminate the rest of our waterways. Things that are on a city street can make their way down a storm drain and through our combined sewer overflows make their way to our waterways. So, being conscious about, what waste you put into the world, what chemicals might be out there, and just trying to be, a conscious consumer of those things. And, any way that we can keep our waterways cleaner and more protected for our kids and our grandkids, that's a win for all of us.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.